During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Parental advisory. What is it? Parental advisory? My stupid ass. Parental advisory is advice. This content and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hit you up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what? Hey, say what? Say
we
what?
We got titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Titties in the building.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playin' up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up. Yo, alternator don't work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gon' be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
Hey. We done been overseas with the shit. Tell it to. Fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But
guess
what? I'll fuck your bitch. And I'll pay that rent. Hey, anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, hey. Ain't no telling where you might see. Uh-huh. Me, I'm posted in the A, but hey. I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a La Francais, cause my hey. Name close, I got the jokes, I'm yeah. everywhere, you see me with it, hey. I'm up in Africa, I'm telling jokes in different cities,
hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties,
hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties,
hey, hold on. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties, I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties, hey! I like smoking weed, I like getting high.
Hey.
I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly.
Hey.
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey.
I'll apologize when they say I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy, man.
Too. If you give him some of that pussy, he'll give some of his dick to you. Give him some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking.
Give him some of that pussy, baby.
I don't like asking.
If the pussy is real good, then please don't give me some. But if the pussy is great, then Carlos really wants some hey. Of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking. Yeah.
Coming to the stage, y'all, give it up for Mr. DC Young Fly and Carlos Miller.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, we in Old Town,
hey.
We in Old Town,
hey.
What you wanna tell them, no,
hey.
We in Old Town, fuck that nigga Donald Trump, yo, I'ma take a knee, fuck Donald Trump, hey, what's happening, nigga, yeah, we wildin', ain't gon' lie,
tomorrow, I'ma still watch the Falcon. Damn. But what's happening? Shit, that's the home team. Julio Jones, that's the home team. Fuck Matt Ryan. I hate Matt Ryan. Cut the beat off, man. That pussy ass nigga. Real talk. We were 28-3, bitch ass nigga. Fuck ass nigga. 28-3 got me all confident. Talking shit to all the Patriots.
Bruh,
fans.
I didn't text everybody. Yeah, got nigga, this Falcons dick in your face.
Nigga, I was leaving the game. I wasn't even stunned. I was like, fuck this game. Every time I come back, they score. Nigga done got to the point where I had to sit back down and watch the game again.
See, that's exactly when I started protesting football. I was like, fuck this shit. Nigga, these niggas blew a 25-point lead.
Nigga, I ain't never had my heart broken
in
ever.
In the NFL, how the fuck you get 25 points, nigga?
Nigga, how
and
you
they
get
count
33?
By 7?
How you get 33 points and still lose?
I don't know. It's the fucking Falcons.
And we get a new-ass dome. For what? That's for champions.
Bro, they got tired of losing in the old one.
They need to go back. Now they got to practice and they got the one they play at. They don't need that.
Talking about some Mercedes
28-3, nigga.
Man, look at this audience. Man, show some love for yourself. Oh, all the
some beautiful corporate people in here. This is corporate right here.
Who we got in here tonight?
Look, everybody around. Just got off work.
Who you see in here tonight?
Everybody. See, I know a little something of everybody.
I see the whole hood. I see some ladies who do hair.
I ain't lie.
I see two or three of my old weed men now who work.
It's a couple home takers in here, the people who watch the old people.
Yeah, in-home care nurses.
Some care nurses. I don't know how y'all do that. That's a nasty-ass job. Wiping somebody's ass, you don't know shit. Bitch, you just shitting on yourself fucking with me. I'm just there to feed you, not to wipe you.
Man, you crazy as fuck. You know who else we got in here?
Who else we got in here?
We got my homegirl in here. You'll be watching Little Women of Atlanta.
Ooh, where they at? Where my ass
we
at?
Got the homegirl, Minnie.
Where she at?
Y'all show Minnie some love. She
what's up, Minnie? Girl, you a girl. All right, girl, I slide that pussy like that.
How you sliding that pussy?
Fuck you mean? She gonna be standing right on the kitchen table. I'm gonna get up in there.
Be standing up giving you some head.
Like jump on my back. Jump on my back. She gonna be playing this shit. Oh, you got me.
You stupid as
I love
fuck,
it.
Man.
These niggas done bought these chairs from Offer Up.
Yeah.
This shit here, they just got these bitches.
These chairs from
straight from a nigga storage. Got a couple of these motherfuckers.
Office Depot ass chair.
I'm telling you, this little bit ass. Where the table came from?
Bruh, the cafeteria.
Shit, this is a snitching table right
it's
here.
A real
I swear
nigga.
I don't know that. It was Tyrone, please, man. I just want to tell him something about it on this table. Look, your girlfriend Chino, you call her.
Bruh, they don't give a fuck about us. This table wobbly and they didn't even wipe it off.
I'm telling you, nigga doing cocaine on this motherfucking ass like. Nigga done did a line on that motherfucker.
Look, you can catch the glare. That bitch still dirty from the last time.
I'm telling you. They did a lot of, they did a couple of shit. They ain't do shit, though.
They really didn't do shit, though.
They ain't do nothing but paint that motherfucker black.
Bruh, this is the old new-ad club.
The bro. Old new-ad club.
Bruh, look at this shit. They got the full flat screen. Only three of them work.
This another Offer-Up speaker. This shit, don't nobody say a white speaker. Hey, you buy white speakers at?
From the public library.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Fly, you from Atlanta. Where the fuck this building at?
Nigga, I don't even know.
Bro, this is Clayton County Courthouse.
That got to be.
You know they got the jail back here.
That Grady, they still reconstructing Grady.
Atlanta's original uptown. Bitch, please.
I'm telling you.
Where these windows at? Ain't no windows.
Where that red building? I don't know where the red building at.
Bro, this look like a trap house. This 2 Chainz shit.
Man, this shit look like fire.
Bro, my auntie got these same hot ass curtains in her bedroom.
That's some thot ass curtains, right? They see through too. Bitch, that's standing behind it, bae. Bae. Bitch, get your drunk ass off of right there.
Your auntie be naked. Hey, DC, bring me my pants.
How she be?
Bring me them pants out of there.
Hey, how she be when she like your friend, though?
Hey, your auntie be back there fucking. Y'all making too much noise.
y'all set y'all ass the fuck down.
The titty be hanging out right here.
Set y'all ass down.
Sag ass titties. Thought ass.
Shout out to that one hoe ass auntie if you here tonight.
I don't think that's supposed to be like that. Ain't that supposed to be connected to some shit?
What, this right here? This naked right ass air conditioner vent?
That shit, that's the flu.
That shit gonna give everybody in here mesothelioma.
Do you
I don't even know what that
asbestos?
Is, but that shit seemed like it hurt.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to be sitting under a naked air conditioner vent.
This supposed to be an air conditioner vent?
Yeah, that shit gonna make your eyebrows fall off.
That shit look like an exhaust pipe. I don't think they healthy.
Black people are part of any goddamn well.
How much did we rent this shit out for?
This?
Uh-huh.
Shit, they really charge us to be here.
Oh, this a favor.
Yeah, I know the nigga who owned the shit, though.
For real?
Yeah, I've been knowing. I've been coming to this bitch for a minute. I was coming to this bitch four clubs ago?
Yeah, I remember, 4 clubs ago?
I remember when the shit was a skating ring. Look at the disco ball.
It was for the old folk.
Yeah, I've been coming to this shit.
If you think you're lonely now.
Ooh, nope. Yeah.
Y'all know the Bobby? Hold up. Wait a minute before we get to that shit.
Hold on.
Y'all know the Bobby Womack story? No, you don't, bitch. What happened? What happened? Tell me. What happened with Bobby Womack? Bitch, you don't know.
Tell him.
Should I tell him the story?
Tell him your experience.
Y'all know Sam Cooke, right? The nigga who sang,
Change is gonna come.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about all the old ass songs. Is it Change? Hold up, damn, how I start?
That's what it's
called. How I start?
I was born!
Okay, yeah. I was born by the river. Sam Cooke.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, he had a little homie named Bobby Womack, the nigga who sang, If You Think You're Lonely Now. Listen, so this is his partner. He end up fucking Sam Cooke's wife. And go to Sam Cooke's funeral with his wife and with the nigga suit on. Yes, then after that, the nigga child, Sam Cooke and the wife had a child. He watched the child grow up. She got grown. He fucked her, got and get caught by the wife. What you mean how I know that? That's my hero, nigga. What? I had to read up on that shit. I said, this nigga is a genius. Then he made a song about it, about having his partner. How does shit start off when he say, he's the best friend I've got. I give him the shirt off my back. Some, he left me at home with his wife. I wish he didn't trust me too much. I swear on everything he said that shit. Pull up Bobby Womack. I think he didn't trust me too much. Nigga, watch this shit.
Oh,
you gotta
shit.
Smoke a blunt and read up on it. You and your bitch gonna laugh.
Hey, man.
It can't be your girlfriend. It gotta be your side bitch.
This young nigga just discovered Bobby Womack.
That's my hero. I'm gonna get Bobby Womack tatted on my back. Fuck what y'all talking about.
DC.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I ain't old enough for none of this shit. I'm still fucking the old bitches.
Hey, man. I told you I've been coming to this bitch about 4 clubs ago, right? I know you love Atlanta, nigga. We got a real Atlanta nigga who been representing for the Atlanta comedy
who?
For the longest, man.
Who?
My man DJ Ant Love in the back.
Y'all DJ Ant Love, what's Aunt up, Love. Baby?
Some love. Y'all weak as hell with them little weak ass clap. What the
I'm
fuck?
Dead.
That nigga can see y'all. Don't, what?
The corporate claps.
That's my motherfucking homeboy. I slapped the goddamn chicken off the table.
He light skinned, bro. He'll
don't,
die
don't
by his girl.
Never goddamn disrespect my partner, and he right there. DJ Ant Love been holding it down for Atlanta for the longest. You seen him on the Monique show, representing every night. DJ Ant Love, do me a favor right quick. Can you play me some shit to just let these motherfuckers know we're in Atlanta?
Wait a minute.
Well, it's the M.I. Cricket Letter coming around the South, rolling straight. Hammers and bows in that old Southern South. Please, ain't nothing but incense in my
you
atmosphere.
You don't know that shit.
I'm in the corners in my lag bar, cause that's how we been rolling here. The slang is in the face because
oh, this must be their first mixtape. I wasn't born. Can you play something for the 90s babies, nigga?
Used to be my friend from the beginning. Now I'm just a player.
We grew up on T.I., motherfucker.
You don't know this shit.
You
don't know that Southern player list. Hold up, Aunt Love.
Keep it going.
You don't know that Southern
keep it
player
going.
List.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh,
keep
okay.
it going.
Okay.
Quarter to 5 and a half over 9. Still in the
trap when them break down dying.
I don't know how that nigga took to keep his hat on.
Why y'all nigga bitch, I'm holding wine, I'ma grind. Second in the winter, in the summer, I'ma shine.
And look, where we at?
Bank head. Hey, that nigga kept that hat on.
Troll for the gang head.
The dope gang still strong like
Pippin ain't dead.
What?
Heard what I said, I ain't buying no.
So you got Wi-Fi, right? You got Wi-Fi?
Hold up, DC. And look, play some more of that shit.
Hold up, before he play it, since I know you're going to play some Atlanta, can you just please have it in your archive, Bobby Womack? I think he didn't trust me too much. Please, these motherfuckers. No,
he
nigga.
Might fuck around and have that.
No, nigga.
He might fuck around and have it.
We gonna educate these niggas tonight.
Tonight they gonna learn.
They gonna learn.
Cause this the 85 South show.
They gonna learn.
This is a podcast for niggas who be smoking a blunt to roll a blunt.
Yeah, we don't bullshit.
That nigga ain't got no shoes on, bro.
Man, I'm thugging, man. I just got off probation. Fuck what a
man,
nigga talking
about.
Man,
y'all show my nigga some love.
Nigga, my gun
my nigga
is
free.
In my
I set it free.
My gun See, the is white, in man. My pocket. My gun is in my pocket, nigga. I don't play with these niggas, man. I'm off probation.
The whites, man, had them in the system.
I ain't bullshitting. Had been for too long.
Now you're free.
I feel like a
to
free
walk
criminal.
Around with those feet.
What? I don't give a fuck. Real niggas know what that breeze feel like. You ain't gonna never wear socks again.
Damn.
You fuck that. And I know how to work my pinky toe by myself. Look, it's come from practice.
Hey man,
let me hold that blunt. Let me hold that blunt.
What the hell wrong with this nigga, man?
Come on, Bobby Womack, please. I think he didn't trust me too much.
Oh shit.
You don't even understand.
You really gotta hear this.
Man, you got to, bro.
All right, give him a minute to find that shit, bro. What
nigga,
you been
YouTube
up to, man?
YouTube is a motherfucker. Huh?
Yeah, he man, they went to Uptown. The bitch got naked air conditioner. Why? You
and,
think they
and
got
two
some
ceiling
free,
fans?
Think they got some free Wi-Fi in this bitch?
They
no.
They got some.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
No, man.
What's been going on in the world, Carlos?
Shit, you got the shit going on. You got the, you about to start hosting TRL.
Yeah, I got the TRL shit. I just had to tell their ass I won't wear no dress.
Hold up. What happened?
No, I just had to put it in the front and let their ass know I ain't wearing no dress. No, I ain't saying they wanted me in the dress. I just stopped them from thinking I'll wear a motherfucking dress.
Oh, so you just showed up one day and was like, I ain't wearing no motherfucking dress.
No, see, you got to know how to
please them white folk. You got to ease what you really want on them. You know what I'm saying? So what I told them, I said, hey, man, I'm here to work. I'm here. I'm dedicated. I put my life on the line for this shit to show that MTV going to be one of the best shows on the motherfucking TV station. I ain't wearing no motherfucking dress.
I see how you did that.
You see what I'm saying? So I eased them up and then told them what the fuck really going on. They were like, all right.
Yeah, that's dope as fuck, bro. Just know we going to be supporting you, whatever.
Oh, nah,
fuck
we bullshitting. We going to be piped up, man. It going to be lit. It been a. I ain't never had no black nigga host a TRL. Nigga, we making history.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You a real nigga for making history.
See, the other niggas, they mix. Like, it's another nigga on the show, but he mix.
He mix.
See, me, I'm black and black.
You just regular
nigga,
black.
Nigga, this 97% black. My mama said I'm 3% Cherokee, but you know.
But the rest, nigga.
Straight nigga. Making history.
I can't wait.
What you say
bro.
Over here? You black and chin. I'm black and chin, but you don't get your, but give him a mic. It's lit.
Bro, every time we give him a mic, he'll never say shit.
He piped up on the last show. Did
anybody
y'all see the
watch 85 South show?
With the Roaches?
That nigga don't never say shit.
But what about the Roaches, though? The Roach song we did? That shit was lit, wasn't it?
That shit was lit.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Anybody celebrating anything tonight? Birthday?
Who's celebrating a birthday? It's a lot of birthdays. Anniversary? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give him something to drink. Water.
What we drinking?
Water. It's hot outside. You need water. Oh, so that pussy can taste like the sunny. Bitch, you need water.
Sing that shit.
So that pussy can taste like Aquafina. You had drunk you some Mountain Dew. Now that pussy down there tastes like boo boo. You need to drink some water.
Yes, you did.
What you tell her?
If you don't drink water.
Water.
I cannot eat your coochie.
Coochie, yeah.
Because it's gonna be sour.
Sour.
Tasting like yesterday.
Yesterday at 12 o'clock. Your pussy tastes like yesterday at 12 o'clock.
Like you just got off work.
Yesterday at 12 o'clock.
Around the time you woke up.
Your pussy tastes like yesterday at 12 o'clock. Damn, bitch. Gotta hit that falsetto. Damn, bitch. Damn, bitch. Hey, fellas. Wait.
Hold on.
Have you ever went down to eat the pussy, but you smacked it through the panties and came back up? You know, went down there. You know what? I'm a.
Hey,
you know
man.
What? You know what? You want something from the store?
Bruh, you stupid.
I'm good. If I can smell it through the panties, bitch, oh, I'ma keep shit. That bitch in the house.
Bruh, where the hell you been eating pussy at?
Cause that shit just happened to me like too many times, bro. Uh-uh. Cause I'm a freaking nigga. I be wanting to eat the pussy. I be mad when I go down there and I be like, ugh. Cause I be having my mind on it, cause I need it for me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got that long.
You gotta
I bet you can't
bucket.
Go.
You gotta
ain't
start
got that
fucking with women who care about you, who be like, you don't wanna do that.
Listen, but even if you too, bitch, you should get in the shower. You shouldn't be too comfortable to tell me your pussy stank.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, bitches be thinking that we gonna go down there and clarify they pussy stank. If a nigga ever went down on you, ladies, and he was about to eat your pussy, and he came right back up.
Women with stanky pussy not laughing right now.
Real, cause they know that just happened. But they can't, but I swear on everything. A nigga can have some mustard balls, bro. A bitch ain't never got up. Like went down there. Women are troopers. Y'all a sucker mustard dick. And bruh. You know you will. And you know you done it before.
Hey, you know what's the crazy part?
They know they have.
It's some women that prefer that off work dick. That
real
straight
talk.
Off work at 4:45. Just pulled up at the house. Nigga got paid today, dick. It's some freaky ass ladies out
can't
here.
Can't wait to suck a dick. Come here.
Uh-uh. Don't watch nothing.
They just grab it. Come here. Bitch, let my dick go.
I'm telling you.
I let a motherfucker suck it then. Show me. No, he ain't give me no kiss. Go on, bitch. Go on. He ain't give me no motherfucking kiss. I know my dick smell like moo.
Bruh.
Me want to give you a kiss. Go on now. No, you better not kiss the baby either.
Hey.
Come here.
Fly. You better be careful out here, man. These women got some head out here that'll change your motherfucker.
Like what? What kind of head? Bruh, we can buy it?
Nigga, it's some heads. Nah, this shit's so good. I seen a nigga picking up the kids from they real daddy.
Oh, that's a good head right there.
Keep that evil bitch away from me.
What? Go pick him up for the real daddy?
Nigga, he was picking up the kids. Did he hump the horn? Real daddy. Nigga.
Did he hump the horn?
No, he got out the car and was standing there like he was the daddy. I was like, bruh, these women suck you so good, you don't know who if you coming or going. I seen a nigga, his girlfriend pregnant by a whole nother nigga. I was like, woo, this bitch got skills.
What? So he end up...
Nigga, she got 4 more months left on the pregnancy, and he with her, like, he faithful to her and
shit. Oh, no, ain't no good head to make a nigga do no stupid shit like that.
I'm telling you, that
look at the women talking, yeah. You ain't got no kids, so you wouldn't know.
Shit,
It's some ladies in here that got some fire head, made some noise. Ladies in here.
Bruh, hey, out of all the people who made some noise. Out of all the people who made some noise, she the only one I believe, cause that nigga put his arm around her neck. Hey, she started clapping, that nigga said, bitch. He gave her 3 claps and choked the shit out of her. Stop, they know. I fight everybody in this motherfucker.
And he snagged
her. But look, that nigga still got her.
And he snagged her too.
That nigga still got her.
Fuck you, man. I ain't playing with no nigga who's snagging too. That nigga gonna bite shit
that
out
nigga.
You. I'm straight.
Look, all them women made some noise. Then none of y'all bitches get choked though.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Bruh, this nigga put the seatbelt around this bitch nigga.
How long y'all been together? Hey, y'all trying to see me back to
chain gang. I'm telling you, see that.
What happened?
You ain't hear what that nigga said.
Yes,
Let me translate. That nigga said some Atlanta shit. That nigga said, goddamn, y'all nigga gonna make me go back to the chain gang, goddamn.
Don't worry about
how long they been together. Don't ask that nigga nothing else.
I don't give a damn. Y'all nigga know me, and I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm one of the niggas you got to prove that shit to. Now, like I said, how long y'all been together?
Bro, you know the head good if the nigga ready to go back to jail for it.
5 years. Okay. I got my answer, so shit.
I told you. Nigga, when the head good, nigga ain't leaving.
I ain't been to prison, but I'm from the hood too. Fuck that.
That's what it sounds like.
That's the beat. That's the beat you go in as soon as you go in the chain gang. They let you know the prison real. It's a beat in there. How the beat go? Where the beat go? Oh, no, nah, I don't want to go to this prison, nigga. I'll be scared in a motherfucker. I'm like, yo! Let me get back on that bus! Let me get back on that bus! These niggas, fucking niggas in here, this shit's soft! Nope.
You ain't fucking with it.
Man, what? Nigga had to knock me out to get me in there. Fuck that. You just wake up with dicks in your face, soft ass music.
All the beers.
Oh, that's the Bobby Womack song. Oh, I wasn't expecting you to play that, brother.
Drop that shit. Drop that shit right quick.
Hold up. Now back to Bobby Womack. Remember, he fucked his best friend's wife.
Okay.
Now listen how, you know why I got to fuck with the nigga?
Man, drop your knowledge.
Because the nigga is honest.
Drop the knowledge.
He ain't sugarcoated. He said, that's my friend, but I fuck your motherfucking wife, nigga. Listen to this shit.
I'm the best friend he's got. Giving the shirt off my back. He knows he can trust me with his life. But each time he leaves me alone with his wife. I wish he didn't trust me so much. I think he really trusts me too much. How can he be so blind? We both got the same good taste. He should know when he's gone on his business trip. Can't help watching this woman rip out losing my...
Why your ass cracked so far up your back, though?
Why? Because, bitch, I was born like that.
No, you weren't. He got a high-ass booty crack. Put your goddamn shirt back on, man. I'm trying to educate these folks. You done came out here and showed them how big your ass crack is.
Fuck you and this show. Hey, y'all, what y'all doing? Everybody, my name is Fatty Page. I don't know if y'all know me or not, but motherfucker, my name is Fatty Page. Tonight, y'all will know me after this shit. Hey, y'all.
That nigga went back there and hit the powder.
That was it. That nigga done went. That nigga done hit the powder.
He went and hit the powder.
Move, nigga. You done hit the powder and then came out here and took your clothes off. That's what crackheads do. They hit that shit, get naked. They be like, God damn it, that shit was good.
I'm finna take my shirt off.
God damn. Hey, I work hard for this shit. Hold up, we know you work hard to have titties. Alright, you work hard. Sit down, fat boy. God damn it. I be trying to help my friends and this is the shit I get.
Exactly, bro.
God damn it. Sit down. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Please clap for him, y'all. Just clap.
Show him some love.
It's
man.
Like the slow class. Just do what he say here. Sit down. Clap. Woo. And yes.
I like fire truck.
Okay. Sit down.
Damn. Yeah. Relax, man. It's a lot going on in the world.
It's grown people in here.
Y'all
they
like,
got children.
That's the so we found the song, man. That's the one you were talking about.
Yes, that's the one I needed because that shit was lit. Did y'all get educated about Bobby Womack? Did you see how truthful this nigga was?
Nigga,
he said I would. He trust me with his life, but I wish he didn't trust me with his wife. I wish he didn't trust me too much. What? I would slap the shit out of my homeboy if he ever told me that.
He ain't gonna tell you that though.
But this nigga fucked his wife and went to his funeral. With his wife and his suit on. So like he was at the house scratching, like, baby, what the hell? Give me the nigga suit. Cause you know they did powder back in the
Which one would you be more mad about? A nigga fucking your wife or wearing your suit?
Wearing my goddamn suit. He bitches for everybody. But that suit, one of a kind. Nigga, only eyes look good in that suit, motherfucker. You don't wear that suit. You know how much I done did in that suit?
What
How
you
much
doing?
Drugs?
What you
sold
doing
in that
suit, my nigga?
Nigga, that's that suit that make you do this shit, nigga. I don't know what that little slide is, but all the old school players know that slide. God damn it, I look good in this motherfucker here.
Ladies, would you ever let your side nigga wear your main nigga suit?
What you mean you wouldn't let him wear a suit? Some of y'all be going home with your side nigga shirt on. Get right in the bed with your main nigga with a 85 South shirt on. Like, where you get this? Y'all bitches ain't ordering that shit.
Bro, I'm over a girl house. She gonna come to bed with some Georgia Tech basketball shorts on. Like, bitch, you ain't played no basketball at Georgia Tech.
Bitch ain't even go to school.
Right.
This bitch in the metro.
She has some real authentic Falcons gear, big ass t-shirts and shit. You want a shirt? No, bitch, who you fucking with? The neck was all loose. Them old swole neck football ass niggas, man. I know the scheme.
I wish I would have played football. I would have helped these damn Falcons. That shit pissed me off. That shit like you want the child, but then you went to go do the test and found out the motherfucker was yours. You like, you know what? I had plans for this little motherfucker.
Yeah. Shout out to all the ladies who done finessed the abortion money out of a nigga two times.
Oh, got two niggas?
Yeah, the first one didn't take. I gotta go again.
Shit, you better keep that little money, man. I had a bitch to try me like that, and I ain't never fucked. Then when I told her, I said, bitch, we ain't fucked. She's talking about, I was just playing. Bitch, wrong nigga. You text the wrong nigga. That's what you did.
But that'll scare the shit out of me.
That won't scare the shit out of me, because I know.
Sometimes you forget.
You do. You ever ran into somebody, you like, damn, why is this a vibe right here? Oh. I remember.
That's when you had to just stop and give some of your life to Jesus.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to do it all at once. I found out you could do it in sections.
For real?
Yeah. You could be like, Lord, get this whole spirit off me right quick. I mean, y'all laughing, but everybody done had a whole spirit in them one time.
Hey, that's I was proud of myself.
You ain't never had that weekend where you was just like, I need to chill the fuck out and get back focused because I'm out here bad. I'm over here naked in this bitch bathroom sitting on the tub.
I'm supposed to been at home. I see y'all motherfuckers laughing, but it's silent. I know I ain't the only one.
You a nigga sitting on the top.
So you ain't never been riding home at 6 in the morning with no drawers on, trying to figure out where you at with Jesus? I'm the only nigga had to reconcile with myself.
Why was you naked sitting on the tub, nigga?
Because it was cool on my nuts. You ain't never let them nuts
nigga,
just
nigga, your ass got the spread. Nigga, you naked on the tub.
No, you ain't never let them nuts just hang on the tub and just get your life together.
That is funny.
I told you, that's when you got to realize when you really at a low.
I hate sitting naked, though, bro, because my shit is going straight between my legs. And I be looking, I be like, oh, let me get myself together. That shit done got caught. I don't like that shit. I always keep clothes on.
Hey, man, everybody got weird shit. I don't like nobody looking at my ass.
I don't like when a bitch squeeze my ass. That ain't part of sex, bitch. Move
that. That's some gay ass shit, bro. One bitch gonna cuff my ass with both hands. I hit the bitch with the elbows. Bitch, don't ever try my manhood like that. You ever had the elbow? You shit? Fuck out of here.
Hold up. These folks ain't paid for VIP right here.
Uh-oh, they got caught.
Man, I got caught. Bitch, this ain't caught. The movies. You supposed to sit in the seats you paid for.
And then you in the night.
They done drunk drinks and shit. Got food. Got to relocate.
Shut up, baby. This podcast is for people who just walk in the club and sit the fuck down. They didn't ask the... I don't know what
happened.
Look at
this nigga. He mad here. He got to clean up. Motherfucker, they paid for this shit. Talking about they paid for this shit. We got drinks and shit.
Yeah, you can tell he about bit. That nigga got his belt on the last hole, too. That belt tight. Them khakis bunched up around the waist.
Boy, that nigga waist hurt like a motherfucker. Why you done had that belt on 2 days straight?
Oh, ready to call the police, ass nigga. Well, we'll just let the cops figure it out.
Who up there? No, don't worry about it. Give him a phone. Give him a phone.
And they got them khakis on like, I tell you what, buddy.
And they got two knives in them goddamn pants, front and back.
Oh, shit.
Damn. That nigga, that was just mad as hell, though. Now they got to redecorate and shit.
Hey, do we have any single ladies here tonight?
Them the same ones that said they'd give head. Same ones. So, Liz, I see you. Look at the white lady. Nah, I'm straight on that one right now. Oop. No, I'm good on that one.
DC, do
she
not.
The one. She the one that suck your dick. Every time you try to bag her, she grab it. I'm like, bitch, let my dick go.
Do not fuck with that lady right there.
She try to suck your dick while y'all in the shower. Move, bitch, I'm trying to get clean. God.
See, she going to be to put that pussy on you, then have you eating shit that you don't even eat.
Like what?
Peanut butter and jelly with avocado on it. It's healthy, John John. That bitch be eating bird seeds and shit.
Huh.
Come on, Carlos. Try it. Just try it. We're going vegan.
You got cats?
No gluten.
No. I hate cats. I fuck with cats, though.
I don't.
I just start to really... Cats are like niggas. I swear on everything.
That's why black people don't fuck with cats. Because they act too much like us.
They mind their business.
Black people not about to feed nothing that feel like they can ignore us. Bitch, I done put all this food in the bowl. You ain't walked over here by me in 2 days. And you don't get the fuck off my cabinet. Cats too independent for black people.
They be in all your shit.
Cats do shit like run outside and be gone for 2 weeks. But people who have cats be like, he'll be back. We know him. They just show back up like, nigga, I missed you. Open the door.
I stay with some white people up there in Jersey. They got cats. Every time I fire a blunt, that nigga find his way right on in here. Yeah, bitch, move.
Black
I
people
fuck
don't.
With cat. They go to black real. They go to real seat holders. Right. Oh, that's for Tip.
Tip.
Oh, they done moved the motherfucker. They done, nigga. We was just talking about y'all. Hold up, run that shit back. Let me do that shit for my motherfucker partner. And that motherfucker hands out. That nigga Tip. They done moved people about the seat for your ass. And nigga be like, yeah, see, I can't, whatever you be speaking, all them big ass words, the accusations of that seat right there, big dog. The phenomenal purpose is the reason why I came to the show and I was obligated to meet my brother DC Young Fly. Look at the nigga with the Dockers on, pulling up chairs.
If it ain't about the money.
What's up with it?
the money in here too.
That nigga Tip got money. He brought kids. This wasn't even a kid show.
Yeah, to change that shit when Tip show up.
No, we lit. No, I'm talking about you done moved. They don't even know. All them folk done got the fuck on. They in the parking lot mad as hell. Well, give my money back then. Give my motherfucking money back.
I didn't even eat none of the motherfucking chicken.
Don't give a motherfucking give a fuck.
Well, give my motherfucking chicken then.
Give my ticket.
Well, shit, they could have gave us another goddamn seat or something.
I done bought shirts. They done bought shirts before the show. I bought shirts. Damn, look what power do. Hey, chance up.
That's the black man first defense. Tell you how much money he spent. Shit, I spent $130 in the motherfucker. Well, shit, I was gonna spend some more money. I ain't even get the goddamn chicken.
I ain't even got no car. I listen to 85 South Show all the time.
Well, shit, them niggas know me. I went to the last one when they wasn't the shit.
God damn. Then they spoke to Tip. Well, what's up, Tip? You know, we the niggas that you got up.
He ain't no
we thing. Gave you our seats, you know.
Yeah, they said you was coming. We got the hell on.
Yeah, let me take a picture with your Tip, you know, since I gave you my seat. That gonna be the nigga caption. Was at the 85 South show, but I left because I gave Tip my seat. Oh my God. I love my job. This is fun.
Hey, man. Hey.
They gonna tag us in it.
Bruh. He out there talking shit right now.
No, right
you don't
now.
Want no bad, you don't want no old nigga talking bad about you because he's saying shit that's...
Oh, fucked
that
up.
Nigga saying some fucked up shit about us out there. Well, fuck him then. 85 South. Shit.
He remember when it wasn't on 85 South.
Man, I remember when niggas couldn't even ride on the interstate.
We was walking.
But oh, ain't nobody cooler than old black dudes, man.
I love them. I love older, wise people, man. Like, I wish I had grandparents. Like, RIP my grandmama. But she wasn't around me to give me, like, wisdom. I just knew that was my grandma, and I was supposed to love her ass.
That's
you
feel all.
What I'm saying? But, you know, them old people love you way more than your parents, man.
Yeah, if you a real nigga, you love two things first. You love God and your grandma.
Like grandparents. Yeah. I love all my friends' grandparents, like... I'd be like, damn, I knew I would have got on my grandma's nerves and she would have loved it.
I think I was my grandma's favorite because I could go get her cigarettes the fastest. Yeah, I lived in a time. Who make some noise if you lived in a time where you could go in and get your four cigarettes and shit.
We still in them times, nigga. The fuck you making seem like that shit gone.
They won't do that shit no more. You need.
Shit.
They won't even sell you a blunt from time to time. Like, shit. Tip, come on, let me see that ID, buddy.
My little nieces use that food stamp card like it's a credit card. Being there, balling. 9 years old, balling.
With the food stamp card?
With the food. You got to be 18 to use that bitch.
But check this out.
Can't even see your face. Just stick it up there. Eh.
But see, I'm older than you. When we was using food stamps, them bitches came in a book with a staple in them.
I remember. Look how the old people. Bitch, this ain't history class. I'm not give a fuck. We got credit cards now. You better upgrade. Hating on the young folk.
My cousin got 11 kids. She got the peach care card. That bitch got the chip in it. She rented a car with that motherfucker. Yeah, having a lot of kids come in handy, bro. She got like $2.7 million back on her tax.
She got Scott Miles on her car.
Bro, get you a hood, bitch. Them bitches be rich.
That nigga said she rented a car.
She did.
That's hilarious.
She a ghetto legend.
That's hilarious. I wish that TV would work. I want to know why.
Bruh, the club doing bad as hell. They got four flat screens, three of them work, naked air conditioning vents.
White speakers, first of all. We living in a black versus white epidemic, and you get white speakers. Everything need to be black, black, black.
They should have got the black.
White woman, you should have sat your ass in the back. I don't give a fuck. We run this shit, but we appreciate the love. I'm just letting you know how shit roll in the nigga shit.
That's that white lady that show up in your comments and be like, but all lives matter. I'm just saying, like, we should just love each other.
We love you. We love you. We appreciate you.
Because
you ain't scared, because it's a lot of niggas in this motherfucker, and you ain't got not one friend in this bitch.
Bro.
Yes, you do. You got one. She with her light-skinned boyfriend. Yeah, all three of y'all get y'all ass whooped.
Bro, white people's...
There go another one. Well, they coming out like lightning bugs. Hold up. Wait a minute. There go a light. There go a light. All right. Okay, we see three lights in this motherfucker.
White people see a land of motherfuckers and just jump in it. Well, I don't know what it is, but I want some.
Oh, we love white people.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody's invited. That's why we created the 85 South Show. You remember when we created the 85 South Show?
I remember because we were sitting down smoking. We were riding out 85.
Just like this. We were like.
We were riding down 85 like, nigga, what we going to call this shit?
I don't know what we going to call this shit, but this shit going to be dope.
And I was scared to smoke weed and shit.
But I was smoking because I was off. And then we were like, shit, if we do a radio show, we're going to have to play some music. And we don't know a lot of niggas. But we know a few, like, let's just do a podcast.
I'm with it.
And then we was like, shit, what we gonna call the shit? And then we was like.
And I was like, bro, where the hell we riding at, bro? What we on?
85 South.
I said, shit, that go right there. 85. He was like, what, we supposed to win 85 North? I said, no, nigga. 85 South. 85. We from the South, right?
We from the South.
And I don't even ride 85 South like that, but shit, I'm with it.
But shit, you gotta ride 85 South if you think about it. If you ever go anywhere downtown, basically, shit.
I don't know. I'm an I-20 West, baby, so shit, you know. I get my ass on goddamn Langford Parkway and ride that bitch out. Get on I-66, you know what I'm saying? Ride 66, ride that bitch out.
Get on 166.
You know what I'm saying? Ride that bitch out.
Bruh, that's when you can go really see if you got driving skills. 166, dogged in a motherfucker.
They don't need, you know what? They don't need to have police on that motherfucker how they used to. That shit
believe
be every
that
exit.
Shit if you want to.
They used to have a police on every exit, though. That shit used to be bad. Every exit. Now you might go like four exits, CAS, and get to slow down because you see other reds and shit. Get to slow down. You can tell when the police, because everybody in front of you press the brakes.
Shit.
Or it's a wreck.
I don't know what to tell the police that get behind me.
Shit, I'm on probation. I'm about ready to tell their ass whatever they need to know.
Hey, man, they was pulling me over the other day. Motherfucker gonna ask me, you got your license on you? I was like, hell yeah. Oh, you thought I was gonna reach for him? I'm not reaching for shit.
I ain't reaching for a damn thing.
I ain't reaching for shit.
See, but now I just have my shit on the dashboard. I got one of them little sticky dashboards. Them little, remember back in the day, used to throw the ball and be like, yeah. I got one of them, so I just place my license and everything on the dashboard. They better read it through the windshield. Go to the front. You can get on the hood. I ain't tripping.
Play me some pimping, man.
You got some pimping. This our player partner, man. He be coming up with all the beats.
Right here, man.
Hey, J-O-N.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Who's that bitch?
That's his homegirl.
Oh, that's your tag?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a bitch to say that? Let me hear it one more time.
Hey, J-O-N.
Did you tell her to say it just like that? How you had to teach? You were like, hey, J-O-N. He was in that director. A little sexy.
How many times he made her do the shit?
You know you taught her ass. Hey, you talk about you had a theme in your head, ugly ass boy.
Let me hear some shit. Play me some pimping, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth. so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You know this.
Hey. I'm gonna do this one for my boy Tip since he here. You know what I'm saying? Tip, I don't know how you keep that hat on your head, but you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Tip, hey. I don't know how you keep that hat on
your head.
I don't know how you keep that hat on
your head.
I don't know how you keep that hat on
your head.
We don't know how you keep that hat on.
I'm gonna tell you, it's the king, partner.
See, look, I keep the hat on my head and everybody 5-9 to 9-5, shout. And the ride, shout. And I tilt it like here cause the ride, shout. Yeah. And the phone fold and the net goes and the dies, shout. Yeah. Got my chin grown, everybody knows about that time, shout. Yeah. From the west side, Bankhead, yeah, you know what's happening, yeah. All shit just off probation, I get the clapping, yeah. It's T.I.P., T.I., nigga, you know what's all my name. Look, now I call your girl, you know what's happening, she'll give me some brain. Hey, how the hell you keep that hat on, yo? Hey,
how the hell you keep that hat on, yo? Hey, how the hell you keep that hat on, yo? Hey, how the hell you keep that hat on, yo?
Oh, shit, that's the remix. We gonna put the money on that shit. He gonna be like, I was thinking the same thing. Hey, I was thinking the same thing. Hey, I was thinking the same thing. Hey, that my daddy, man. Hey, that my daddy, man. Hey, Grand Hustle in the building. My nigga, too. Hey, man, I swear on everything. Hey, T.I. the only nigga that I know songs. Like, I don't know other people's songs like I know T.I. shit. And when I go other places, like, I be feeling like I'm him when his songs come on. Cause bruh, I feel like they don't know you like I know you.
Bruh.
When your song come on, they be like, that's my shit. I be like, but that ain't your shit like it's mine, nickel.
Hey, DC, I feel you. That nigga music real than a motherfucker.
For real.
Bruh, that nigga be, he described this shit so good, it do make you feel like you was there. One song that fuck with me, the nigga said, don't hate me, shawty. If I ain't told you lately, shawty, I still love you. That's some black folk shit. Love and love, two different things, my real nigga. Talk.
I just used to be listening to the music like, how he know all these words? I'm a lot of rhyme schemes. You hear what I'm saying? I was like, boy, this nigga's brilliant. This nigga's
bruh,
brilliant.
The nigga said, give dick to your daddy, daughter, and dare to have children. Even the dyke bitch was like, God damn!
And my cousin, bro, she a real nigga, bro.
I can tell, bro. She was in the bathroom standing up pissing. I was like, this nigga talented.
Nigga, yesterday it was hot. She talking about her balls sweating. I said, this bitch said her balls sweating.
Me wearing boxer shorts and maxi pants at the same time.
Nigga.
Little tough
nigga,
ass.
Nigga, she had on some goddamn boxers the other day. She was doing this. I said, bitch, what you grabbing on?
The boxers.
I love my cousin. Me and my cousin trained a bitch one time. It was her. That's when I knew she was real on everything I love. Nigga, I had to win. I know y'all probably like, but shit, this what happened when you in the hood. Nigga, we share bitches.
Okay, even when your cousin gay.
I'm in there doing my thing. I leave. Right. I said, cuz, I ain't gonna lie, man. I think she was feeling you too, cuz. And cuz was a real nigga. She said, where she at? I said, right there. And get what cuz do? Go right there. To see what she was talking about. But she was in there a little too long. I was like, ain't too much y'all could be in there doing, cup. I hope you ain't in there eating that thing, cup. I just got through in that thing, cup. I know you ain't, I ain't seen no suitcase when you went in there, so I know you ain't got your thing, cup.
She ain't even had a dick on her, huh? He ain't got the dick on me. Nah, I just use this right here. This will work. Nah, this will work right here. I believe that'll work. I think it's retarded, man.
She ain't have it. I was getting scared. I started acting like a goddamn parrot, but I was like, hey, man, y'all straight it up? I need you, that's my cousin. I need you to get it out of the bitch that turned my cousin out. You ain't gonna be the freak, cup. True story. And they wonder why I'm crazy, bro. I be going through shit like, I can't wait to tell somebody this shit.
Like what?
Because they ain't gonna believe it.
Bro, they don't believe the shit you be saying now.
You have to, bro. I can't think of this. I won't be at home like, oh, that's hilarious. No, this shit is actually happening in my life. And I'll be like, they not going to believe that shit.
Hey, bro.
No, you can't kick them out. That T.I., bro.
Hey, bring me one of them waters, bro. I don't know where they buy these waters at, but that shit just say thirstier on it.
It say thirsty on it.
That shit say thirstier.
Thirstier?
It don't have no brand. That shit just say thirstier.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Like,
one.
You can either drink that shit or be thirstier.
Put my shit in the cup.
Bring me
with
something.
Some ice.
Bring me something to drink. Shit, anything.
Because if you put it in the cup, if you put it in the ice, what is going to be? The thirstiest?
The thirstiest.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, we got some fan comments. Hey, J-O-N, my nigga Orlando Williams said, that nigga J-O-N cold with the instrumentals. I'm talking about, like, cold.
Cold, cold.
Yo.
That's my boy. Look at him. Look at him giving that blessed hand. Look, do y'all see that? I appreciate it. He ain't win no Grammy.
You got, we got some.
I had some comment. Y'all know I got to proofread. Y'all be trying to put a nigga on the spot. Let me see. Which one? Okay, this podcast is for niggas that think DC still won, though. Do y'all know what that mean? What? No, real talk. This podcast is for niggas who think DC still won, though. Do you know what that mean? Y'all seen that episode when I had to show that bitch? I had to show that bitch, man. Gold digging that bitch, man. God, was she married to a 68-year-old bitch? Ain't no love in a nigga that's 68. That nigga finna die. I don't give a fuck. If you like old niggas, ladies, and you young, don't get them old. At least get them like 20 years or something. 15.
Bro, you can't
old.
Tell nobody who to love?
Yes, you can. If you 20 going with a nigga that's 68, bitch. That nigga finna die, and you waiting to receive what he left for your ass. Bitch, come up. I don't see how I'll make a fake will on a bitch when I get old. Baby, you in everything. I got you in everything. I'm gonna put her name. It's gonna be right there. Leave her everything.
That's what the will gonna say.
Just leave her. I don't know who her is. It's gonna be underlined 3 times. Leave her everything. With her picture right there. Bitch ain't getting shit. I'm scared. That's my scare. I'm scared of a bitch trying to come take my money because I'm out the hood, but mentally, I'm not. So if you think you finna take my money, bitch, click, clack, bang, bang. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nobody finna, in a dice game, you ain't finna take $5 from me. How's yours? Explain.
Bruh, a lot of niggas fall into the pussy trap.
I don't see how they do it.
And then the next thing you know, they over there asking you for $10 million. Mm-mm. That nigga Kevin Hart said, fuck this, I tell on myself.
I would have did the same
damn
thing.
Yeah, I did some shit that's going to affect the whole community. I mean, I felt like I was targeted. I had to do something.
He don't even look innocent no more. He can't smile. He can't do none of that shit. Hey, enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Nah, nigga, you still a nigga. If he would have just came out as saying that he just a nigga, it would have been cool if you get caught cheating. Look, don't you catch me doing stupid shit all the time. They're my baby mama, y'all. Don't you catch me doing stupid shit all the time. But I tell you the truth, right? So when you catch me, I'll be like, man. She ain't sharp.
A lot of niggas scared to tell the truth.
You got
what
to
you
tell
fucking
the truth.
That bitch? No, my dick was out.
It was just out.
Were we fucking when you walked in? Exactly, see? There was no fucking previous to you walking in. You caught me. I almost did something. Now, you want to be mad about the shit I almost did. Now, I understand that. I get that part.
See, you smart on your feet. I would have said some stupid shit. Like, bitch, I'm going to the bathroom.
You're not going to act like Tip didn't say the most legendary shit, though.
Oh, my God. Didn't that nigga sound like Ray Charles?
That
I spent millions on your fucking said,
but where you at odds, though?
What is odds, Tip? You had odds with a nigga.
But where you at odds, though?
I used that shit that same night.
The same
bitch, you
night?
Want, I, was I at odds with the bitch? It, you, caught, it caught her ass off guard, too. She was like, you know what? Even you, number, odd numbers. I understand.
You put it on yourself? You flipped it on you?
Hell yeah. Quick. You just got to respond fast. They ain't gonna know, fellas. You just got to throw it out there and make them be like, well, oh, you got a point. Gotta be quick on their feet, man. Bruh, you got
we,
to.
We talking all this shit, but bruh.
What happened?
You ain't even got to catch your girl cheating. You could catch her speaking to a nigga too long. Hey, wait, whoa.
Ooh. I almost got beat up doing
what
that shit.
What is all this
time.
Speaking shit? Like,
I almost got my ass whooped. That's when I came back to reality like, nigga, don't you ever let a girl get you out your character.
You got to tell this story right
nigga,
here.
Nigga, I was taking a picture with Jagged Edge, nigga. It was Jagged Edge security guard. Nigga on like this, nigga. All I saw was, nigga, I was in the picture like this. Nigga, I went straight down there. Fuck going on, boy? What's happening? Boy? Hey, boy, stop that. Boy, come here, snatch the. He like, hey, boy, I'm telling you, this ain't what you want. I was like, bitch, this ain't what I want. Come on. Fuck is wrong with you? Talking to this nigga, man. It's your fault. I got in the car. We're not tripping. We're not riding down. I was like, you know what? I need to chill out sometime. I be doing a little too much. I be doing a little too. I was far ahead from the pistol, so that whole little. Ha! That would have been an ass whooping all the way to the car.
Bruh, you did. Ain't nobody mad at you, bruh. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Bruh. Recognize the motherfucking ass whooping and avoid that
almost
shit.
Almost definitely. Because he was finna take up for my girl.
That's what I'm saying.
He was like, hey, baby, you can goddamn. Hey, this ain't what you want. I was like, bitch, this ain't what I want. Come on.
Bring your ass up.
Fuck is wrong with you?
Because you taking the L in front of your girl, bruh, you gonna have to move. Y'all got to break up.
Yeah, it was gonna be, but it wouldn't be the last of that. I couldn't but never tell her to do shit again.
Ever.
I'm like, man, go goddamn take the trash out. You need to tell that strong guy nigga to take the trash out.
No, she gonna all be right. Harsher than that. Nigga, you are the trash.
About to get beat up saving me. What type of nigga do that? Like, you know what?
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna take it out because your back probably hurt from when that nigga slammed the fuck out of you.
Sure is. See, but I talk shit. I don't give a fuck. I get my ass beat and see the good out of it. I don't give a fuck. I let it, nigga, let me get one hit on you. I'm going to be bragging about that one hit all day.
Just that one?
One hit. Nigga be like, boy, that nigga beat your ass. I'm going to be like, boy, you see when I hit that nigga in the nose, though. Yeah. I bet he remember that. I give a fuck. As long as I give you something to remember, job. Complete.
Hey, every nigga that done ever lost a fight got the same excuse.
What?
Man, I had that nigga. Until I slipped. When I slipped, that's when I lost.
I used to try to postpone fights so the nigga just be like, you know what? Man, this shit ain't even that serious. I'm like, nigga, what you say? Nigga, you right. You right. I stayed doing that shit. I got my ass beat in the hood one time, nigga. I never.
That's enough.
That. No, nigga. That was enough.
It don't take but one ass whooping to realize, you know, I'm better at a lot more other shit.
No. This was a real ass whooping, though, Los. This was a real ass whooping. I'm talking about ass whipping. We ain't talking about getting your ass beat. Ass whipping. The niggas hit me, I hit him, and before you know it, I was in the air. Don't know how I got there. Don't know, hit the ground. Blew. I did not know the ground was that hard. You ever hit the ground in a fight, nigga? That shit is hard. And all of a sudden, nigga, head rocking. And I ain't dancing, nigga. This nigga hitting me. I was just, the only thing I could do was just hit him in the leg. I was hitting that nigga in the leg like a motherfucker. Then they picked my stupid ass up, and I was like, yeah, nigga, yeah, nigga, yeah. That nigga was limping. That nigga was limping, but guess what? He know not to fuck with me, nigga, waist below, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I beat a nigga ass waist below, right. Nigga. It don't matter.
That's right, goddammit.
For real.
Even if you lose, make sure you hit a
motherfucker. Give him something to remember, nigga. Yeah, I swear on everything.
Just let them know that you, yeah, even if you win again, nigga, you're going to be fucked up.
No, nigga. Because he even said to this day, he was like, boy, you remember I beat your ass? I'm like, yeah. But he was like, boy, you hitting the hell out of my legs, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Leave your mark.
Oh, damn, I give a nigga something to remember, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You beat me, and I'm going to spit in your face, nigga. You be whooping my ass. Pah, nigga, fuck you talking about? Bet you remember that.
Shit. One ass whooping teach you so much about yourself.
Now, one ass whooping would teach you when another ass whooping coming.
You start to
You know it. You hear the ass whooping word. Oh, hell no. Nah. Hold up. Calm down. Calm down. I know what oh, hell no nah results to. It's a nigga being picked up off the floor. It wouldn't be me.
Oh, hell no. Nah, followed by. Fuck that shit.
Oh, no. This the one I hate. Can't nobody in here beat my ass. What? I don't know about them, but he got a point.
That's when you got to say some shit like, I just got in this motherfucker. No, he ain't talking to me.
Say that shit up under your breath, though.
Nah, shit, you say it loud enough so the people around you, shit, ain't talking to me.
Nah, you can't say that shit. You say that shit around a nigga like me, nigga, I'm going to back away and let him know I ain't say it. Like, shit, that nigga on his own right now.
That's what I'm saying. You got to say it around the group so it can make everybody feel included. I wish he would bring that shit over here. We'll fuck him up, won't we? Won't we, y'all? Let him come over here fucking with us. Shit, us.
Boy, I'll never forget that ass whooping, boy. Yep. You ever got your ass beat, Carlo?
Yeah, man.
But hold up. All this ass whooping. When the time did you whoop some man? I'll never forget. I felt like Superman.
The last time I had a scuffle, it was in self-defense.
See, I ain't talking about last time. I'm just talking about your first time when you whooped some ass.
The first time where I whooped a nigga ass, a nigga named Antonio from down the street. Fuck nigga tried me, bro. Cause you remember when you was at that age when your parents bought all your clothes? And then like, that's why black people know the difference between some shit to wear and an outfit. You know, like an outfit, that's the whole shit. You know, like when your mama used to like holiday shit, you get the whole Easter outfit with like some throwaway shoes or some shit. Like some shit you wasn't really fucking with, it just went with your outfit. And I had them the slip-on like van type shits when it wasn't cool. They was like, oh, Lowe's, your mama played you. You got the buddies on. Like, bitch, it go with the outfit. I got the shorts and the shirt, the belt, and the shoes just go with the belt. Bitch ass nigga. And he was like, nah, everybody look. Lowe's got the buddies on. But they was like, nah, nigga, that's his outfit. And they was like, y'all got to square up because he called your mama a bitch. I ain't hear that part.
Yeah.
I ain't even hear that part, but I'm like, he said what? That nigga said what? So we hype in my auntie yard. I was like, damn, I got to fight this nigga. I'm still a young nigga. I'm like 11, 12. I don't have a lot of moves, but I know I can't let this nigga beat me up in my auntie yard.
That yard was bigger
head. Cause my grandma stay right behind my auntie. Then I got to get this ass whooping from my auntie for fighting. Then my grandma gonna whoop my ass for losing. Then I'm gonna have to come back and fight this nigga anyway again. Cause my grandma gonna say, now take your ass back outside and whoop that nigga ass.
Real talk.
So I was like, fuck, he was talking about the shoes. So I was like, I ain't gonna let the nigga start the fight. I'm gonna start the shit and just like get this nigga everything right quick. See where he at. So we get to doing some shit. I jump up, I kick the nigga in the face. The shoes was like hard than the motherfucker. This nigga shit like swole up real quick. Nigga ran home like, oh, oh!
Nigga, so your first ass whooping was a karate move?
The first, yeah.
Where the hell did you stay, nigga?
Bro,
I'm sooner the nigga going up, he going down, nigga, where I'm from. Nigga be like, you know what? That was the wrong move.
That's what happened.
That was the wrong move. Nigga, I'll never forget. Nigga, I was 11 years old. Niggas in the hood, This is how we start fights in my neighborhood. Nigga coming up to you and be like, Carlo, you a beat fly ass. You be like, hey,
yeah. Yeah,
a nigga come to fly and be like, hey, that nigga Carlo said he'll beat your ass. And now you be like, fuck, nigga, hey, I'll whoop his ass. Hey, that nigga fly said he'll kick your ass. And before you know it,
where that nigga at?
We fight.
Yeah.
So that how them nigga did me, right? They like eight of their ass. Nigga, I'm nervous because I'm thinking they about to jump me. I'm like, fuck. You know, I'm little. Nigga, I been little all my life, nigga. I ain't get over 100 pounds to
nigga,
17.
You act like I'm big in this motherfucker.
But nah, nigga, you like 180. Nigga, I ain't get over 100 pounds to 17. Ugly ass boy.
Oh, okay,
listen.
Go ahead.
So, nigga, I'm like 85 pounds, nigga. And all nigga do is got a... I'm like, chill out, bro. Y'all nigga playing. Stop playing so goddamn much. So I go in the house. These niggas trying to fight me, nigga. I go in the house. I tell my mama. I said, Mom, they outside trying to jump me. My mama said, I ain't having that shit. Church going woman. I was like, you feel me? She said, I ain't having that shit. She go outside. I'm thinking she finna tell him, stop playing with my son. She said, now if y'all want to fight, we can go in the backyard and fight. I'm like, wait, bitch, that ain't what I came to tell you. I came to prevent the ass whooping. You don't throw me in there with the wolves. Ever since then, I just said, I'd never tell my mama. I just went to fight. And that's why I'm crazy to this day. And I got my ass whooped, done whooped some ass, and we still here.
Hey, man, only thing worse than getting your ass whooped is, like, when the motherfucker who ride with you start a fight and then they get their ass whooped.
That's the funniest shit, because they be sitting in the front seat and all you hear is... We from the hood, but we love you, but we gonna talk shit about you. You start the fight and lose,
yeah.
Nigga, you know however long we friends is however long you gonna hear that story.
That's how God works. Sometimes God will show you that you ain't who you thought you were.
Real talk.
I don't give a fuck how bad you are. It's somebody that'll fuck you up.
Always better. Ain't going through some crazy shit. I'm talking about on the verge of killing themselves, and you just said some shit. Now he about to kill you. I'll never forget, nigga. I was in the fourth grade, nigga. It's this nigga named, I think his name was Carmen. This nigga was supposed to be in the seventh grade. And I'm in the fourth grade. This nigga was supposed to be in the seventh. I'm killing this nigga. This is probably my first ever class clown experience, you know? Hey, I'm talking about, they laughing. Oh, this nigga grown. I'm telling him, boy, you ain't never got to sign no permission slip. Old ass nigga. I'm tearing his ass up, nigga. I swear on everything. That nigga sat back, and he was looking at me for like 5 minutes like this. And all I heard was, I'm going to kill you. Bro, I went home and told my mama, nigga, and get what she did. Ain't nobody gonna kill my son. If you wanna fight, we can go. I said, bitch, you know what?
Bro, your mama sound like the best promoter.
That nigga scared the hell out of me for like 2 weeks. I thought he was gonna kill me, bro.
I avoid fights at all costs right now. Nigga, I'm over 30. It's gonna take me too long.
I'm trying to do that.
The recovery be too goddamn long. Niggas know when you 30, sometimes you just wake up and shit be hurting. You start thinking dice. Like this shit hurts so bad you can't think of shit but the last time you hurt this shit. Like, man, I woke up this morning, my goddamn knee done swole up from second grade, my nigga. Yeah, I was a nutcracker in second grade. That's the only time my knee ever been fucked up. That bitch big as a grapefruit. I'm going to have to call off work. I don't know why my goddamn knee swole up like this.
I'm trying.
You go to the doctor, they ask you, well, what happened to it? Bitch, I don't know. I slept on it wrong. I woke up and the shit was fucked up. Help me.
Old people sleep on everything wrong.
Nigga, when you get 30, that's how you fuck shit up. You got to learn how to sleep right when you're young. I'm telling all the young people, learn how to sleep right. Going to wake up one morning, your goddamn ear going to be burning like, what the fuck? I done slept on my goddamn ear. I done slept on my goddamn ear wrong. Now I got to take off work. Go to this. Look, the people who 30 laughing like a motherfucker.
They got a sleep number bed. Old ass nigga.
What my 30 and up crowd at?
What's y'all sleep number? 80?
I'm talking about when life reminds you that you 30 and up. You get to wilding out, having too much goddamn fun. Fuck around at IHOP at 3 in the morning. Fuck around and order a milkshake. Be shitty for 4 weeks. You don't know why you ordered this milkshake. You didn't have but a spoonful of milkshake. Ah, oh, shit. You be shitting and you can't even breathe.
Shitty booty.
Fuck calling off. I'm going to quit this job. My stomach hurt like a motherfucker.
You know,
niggas who 30 don't even want to be around ice cream. I'm a young nigga,
what?
But I'm an old nigga.
Yeah.
I got the same problems as an old nigga.
Yeah. I'm a young nigga that'll wear the same clothes for 3 days.
See, when you 30, you can't do that shit. Because new clothes or your skin gonna itch. Nigga, you nasty.
No, I ain't.
I'm telling you, that shit
nigga
nasty.
Used to do that shit. I hate when old nigga act like they ain't never do that shit when they were young.
That was when
that
I was
shit.
Broke.
That you did.
That was
you
when
did
I was
it last
broke.
Week.
No, I didn't. I got 3 outfits a day.
I was on the road with you,
when
Carlos.
When you become 30, you just put all your outfits together. You have a lot of free time, nigga. I laid 4 outfits on the bed. T-shirt, drawers included.
And you ain't wear none of them outfits, did you?
Well, two of them. Two of them still on deck.
Just in case.
Today.
He
shout
got
out to
two outfits on deck just in case.
Yeah. And I'm on that new male birth control.
You on birth control?
Yeah. I want these bitches to see if it work.
You on birth control?
I'm on birth control.
Do you got another pill?
It ain't no pill.
What is it?
It's just a rubber band that go around your nuts.
Where can I buy that rubber band at?
Need a prescription, go and see your doctor, bro.
And ask him for that rubber band. I'll be like, hey, do you got a rubber band for my nuts? Talking about some birth control, I'm trying to put my finger in her butt. Her butt. And sniff it on the low like, this bitch clean, this bitch clean, this bitch clean, I'm finna lick between.
I can't eat your ass.
I can't. Oh, I said, this bitch clean, this bitch clean. I'm bending the leg between.
Shout out to all the dudes that eat ass. All 31 of y'all. Demani, don't ever do that. That's nasty. That's only for old men. Don't do it.
If I got any advice, I wish I would have started younger. Oh, I would have had them bitches out of control. I had all them bitches doing my work.
For real?
Like, what you doing? You gotta lick ass. You gotta lick ass. Oh. But she got an ass. Cause sometimes it be header.
It be what?
Header.
It be some hair.
Bitch got hair back there sometimes.
Hold
look
up.
At that nigga
wait,
who he
wait
has.
A minute,
facts.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Facts, hold my on. Nigga. Facts.
Wait.
That nigga from New York. That New York. Facts, son. That shit be air, dead ass. Don't it be half back there, bald head.
Bruh, what the hell is... Do you mean to tell me they spending all this money going to get their vaginas waxed, leaving the ass hairy?
Nigga said they don't wax that nigga be mad as hell.
Look, they arguing. No, nigga, we don't. No,
yes,
we don't.
Do. Yes, y'all do. Some of y'all don't toot y'all butt up. Y'all just go get and get the fuck up. You got to toot that ass up. Huh? It come with the package. So they got a deluxe deal. Yeah, let me get that ass and coochie deluxe. That's the one I want. Yep, there we go. Go ahead, do your thing.
Now, does that include the gooch?
The gooch? Y'all got a gooch? Niggas don't, women ain't got no gooch. Well, if a woman got a gooch, nigga, that's a man. Because a gooch is a cooch. That's what it's supposed to be. If a woman
the
got gooch, a gooch.
Gooch.
If a woman got a gooch.
The gooch.
Because the ass is right there by the pussy.
They next door neighbors.
It's like with their little lips. It's right there. It's like their nose and neighbor. They be like, coochie. Hey, what the fuck?
The ass and the coochie live in a duplex.
It's like you can't not lick the ass. It be right there like, hey, 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 hey. You down there eating the coochie. That motherfucker be like, hey, hey. Don't act like you don't see me.
I'm right here, though.
I had an ass speak to me one time. Nigga was like, psst.
That's if what it say, bro.
If you lick me, she'll turn up. I licked that motherfucker. That bitch with the... I said, this shit is power. I can't wait. But I was out there offering the ass. Eat. Hey, bitch, you don't ever had your ass. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Cut that shit.
I'm telling you, boy, don't ever do some shit and it work. Oh, boy, I put that shit in the arsenal, boy. Woo! Ass in right there. It's like a flashlight. I just came to do the job, man. Came to save someone who needs saving.
Bruh.
Hold up, we're back on these niggas right here, though. You say you like the ass to be clean. I'm talking about this your girl right here, right? That's your wife? That's how you know she eat her ass. She ain't even saying nothing. She's...
Bruh, whether he said, I knew he ate ass. She been smiling the whole time.
I'm talking about lips just moving. Just... He ain't lying. He's not lying. I'm telling you, he said, you remember when I ate your ass when I fucked up?
Gonna
she started requesting that
your...
shit.
What happened? You fucked up and you had to come home and apologize.
I fuck and won't eat ass. And she was like, so when you just not gonna eat ass again? I'm like, that ain't a request. That's superpowers.
That's an uncomfortable conversation to have.
Who, me? I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm a grown nigga. I learned that from my partner. All this shit I'm saying now, I just say, too, with my partner. He was like, you gonna learn?
Yeah.
And I'll be damn sure if I ain't learn. Mm-hmm. I learned quick, too. I'm a good student.
When you fuck up, eating ass is in the apology package.
It's definitely. Niggas can't be like, I'm
sorry. Nigga gotta stay at home a whole lot.
Nope.
Eat some ass, act like you don't wanna do shit, act like you said that you fucked up. Women love when you act like you said. Be like, I don't know what I was doing out there with them hoes. This the real shit right here. This the real right here. This what I miss. Money can't buy this shit, baby. I got a real one with me.
If you play like you sad, then niggas, I'm
got
wrong.
To.
I know, not all the time. You just got to be the man. Man up. Man up for your mistakes. I fucked up. And I bend over. Shit, solve it. You gotta have no pity. You gotta have no pity part. All that sad shit. Sad vibes rub off on people. Bitch, don't be sad. I mean, ain't your pussy, bitch. Smile.
Ladies,
clap your hand. Look at the lady back there who get over shit quick. Yes.
Ladies, tell the truth. It's hard to be mad when somebody eating your pussy. Tell the truth. It's...
And your ass.
She said, no, I would love to see your angry ass. How you going to be angry getting your pussy ate? Oh, oh, oh,
Turn up. Turn up.
Oh, I still don't forgive you.
Turn
I still
up.
Don't forgive you. I still don't forgive you. I'm still mad.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Who said exactly? That's your wife? That's your old lady? That's because she want to get married, but you ain't ready yet. That's my old lady. It's my old lady, man. I'm stuck. You know?
That's an old lady.
Yeah, no. That's how he talked. We asked about his wife. Hey, you still with your
bro,
wife?
Bro, you a black man. Don't feel no pressure to get married. We can go together for 30 years.
Y'all can't get married. Look at all the shit you done bought her. That's married shit. You done bought 4 drinks. Y'all splitting fries. These niggas splitting fries.
Talking about that ain't no real relationship.
It's honey mustard on this side and ranch on this. Baby, let me see your fork. Let me see your fork.
They together like a motherfucker. Hey, man, I think we got to wrap it up. We got another show.
We here, man. Y'all need to stay, man, or pay again.
Y'all want to come back? I'm about to tell some jokes.
Yeah, my boy Carlo finna go on stage and go crazy.
I'm about to go on stage and tell some jokes, man. Hold up, we gonna take any questions before we go?
Cause this shit is lit.
Can we do a few questions from the audience?
I need to go get my feet done again. These bitches done dried up.
Real though. You're going to be all right, though, man.
No, I'm good. Don't Any worry. Questions y'all want to ask us? This shit real. Deep down in your heart, you ever want to ask us some shit, we going to answer it. No matter how stupid it is.
The we only stupid. Thing, don't. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Yes, it is. Yes, the fuck it is. It's, don't tell
me
that.
The only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Nigga be some stupid shit. Where 85 South Show come from? This fuck nigga here, man. He wasn't here.
I guess they know everything.
No, they don't. Because I don't want y'all to ask the questions when I get off the stage.
What's your
I'm trying
question?
To smoke and get my mind together.
Say what?
Why? Hold up, hold up. The hold nigga up. With the...
He said...
Who eat ass talk.
He's... Let me answer this shit for him.
They got an ass.
He said, was you afraid to start doing comedy?
Who you talking? Scared? Who, me?
Shit. I wasn't.
I
really been doing comedy my whole life. I wasn't scared to do this shit. I'm really just like, I've been coming doing comedy since I moved to Atlanta for 12 years.
Nigga,
just
go like, too.
Yeah, I ain't never have like no fear of doing this shit. It's just like the starving artist part I wasn't fucking with.
Real talk.
Hell yeah.
This shit chose me though. You know what I'm saying? Cause I was in the street trying to rob niggas and shit. Like, I would have looked at you and be like, damn, that nigga head small. Man, I don't want his chain. You see what I'm saying? I don't want that nigga chain. Yeah, that can't even wear that, bub.
I could, my street, I wasn't in the streets like that. I gave a fuck too much. I tried to sell weed for a little bit,
pills.
But I ended up giving most of it away. Like, man, I got a dime, but I really want a quarter. Man, go on here. You got it.
I would have loved buying weed from your ass.
Man, I know. I was like, what these other niggas giving you? Take that. I just gave
it. I was skipping a nigga. I will give you what you pay for. You come with $8, and you're going to get $8 worth of weed. You ain't going to get no whole gram, nigga. You matter of fact, I'm going to give you 0.6 for trying my trap. That's what I'm going to do.
Damn.
You supposed to got a 0.8, but you're going to get a 0.6. Next time, come with all the monies.
That's crazy.
And you're not smoking in my house, man. Your broke ass. Get the fuck out of here.
You're not.
Nigga be wanting to sit down and smoke with you.
Smoking, right. Selling weed is too stressful because people want to tell you why they need the weed. Like, man, my goddamn girl came home, called my girl. She got the nigga in the motherfucking crib. They laid up, watched the TV like a motherfucker. They be gonna talk about, I got the motherfucking lead. Shit, fuck that shit. Like, man, bro, just give me the $20. Shut the fuck up. Then you gotta run them to the store. Then they, man, you wanna smoke one? Bitch, I've been over here for an hour. I done missed the real money.
I stopped selling weed, nigga. I remember my last time selling weed, I owed a nigga for like 2 ounces. My dad had that pass, and I was like, nigga, I'm finna smoke all this shit. He better not even ask me for this money. That's how I was thinking. I was gonna blame it on my dad's death, but I was really bucking, like, nigga, you not getting this money.
See? That's some
See how fun? Look at all the people that stole weed before and shit. Yeah, nigga, true story.
Shout out to all the niggas who made it out the streets. Now you do like electrician work on refrigerators,
plumbing.
Every Comcast cable man in Atlanta used to trap real hard.
Real
hard. If you
hard.
Go out there and talk to him, shit, boy. I remember when I got down tilt with out here, boy. Shit, geez, I know all them niggas. Ask them about me. Yeah, because I'm going to see them and remember who the fuck you are, cable man. Tip, it's a cable man in Cobb County talking about y'all used to trap together. I don't know the nigga name, but if you had a partner who do cable, he said y'all used to trap.
Nigga named Dro. Shut up. I know him personally. I can say that.
That's who we should have broke.
Dro would have been up here piped up.
Hell yeah.
I tried selling crack too. I used to break my shit down too much. I'd break my shit down. My shit used to look like dipping dots and shit.
You tried to sell crack?
I used to be like, look, I'm going to sell 3 of them for 10 right there. I got
that
$2
sack. That nigga had $3 rocks.
Nigga, I used to sell a nigga a Nick sack and sell him two $2 sacks. Trap used to be bunking. Number ones. I'm telling you, hey,
I don't really fuck with the drug game like that. I don't even like when I buy weed from my homeboy and he weigh it up. I be like, bro, this me. What the fuck is you doing?
I hate when a nigga weigh up a gram.
Nigga, like, you have to put your hand on the scale. Nigga, don't put nothing on no scale.
Better pinch that shit off. And you ain't finna weigh up no gram. I had a nigga get in the car with a pound of weed. I was like, damn, bro, I just want a gram. He like, all right, nigga took the scale out. I said, hey, nigga, you better pinch that shit off of that. What the fuck wrong with you? Ain't nothing but a pinch. You scared to get me over?
Stingy ass niggas won't even give you that.
Damn, nigga, scared to get your 1-2. Hey, man, you know I fuck with you, big dog. Nah, man, give me my motherfucking weed, man. I ain't got time for this shit.
Hey, man, we gotta wrap this shit up.
I'm ready, man. I know y'all love doing this shit. I can be up here for hours.
We can talk this shit all night. We appreciate y'all coming out to support.
My man went and ordered another plate.
Support the live show.
Yeah!
I highly encourage y'all to come back to the stand-up comedy show.
I encourage y'all too. This nigga is.
You gonna stick around? You wanna fuck around? Or are you leaving?
I seen the shit last
night. I ain't putting you on the spot. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, I fuck with you. I seen the shit last night, and I know what you say every time because I'm there with you.
Yeah.
I stay.
You gonna fuck with it then.
All right.
That's what it is. Nigga, it. Shit, it's whatever. I still gotta get that little light bill.
I'm gonna be here with you.
It's all good. We in this motherfucker.
Now we understand we still be performing for free, low. Let these folks know the grind for the comedy shit. You been in it 12 years, 16 or 12?
12. Shit.
12. My 12. Bad, nigga. I just know you a vet. Damn.
Oh, okay.
I been in it 3. Nigga, we do free shows still. He had a show last night. Get what? I ain't even come at you like a real pot of pole to like, hey, man, you know I did 10 minutes. Go and get your boy $100.
You should, because that's the type of gram we come from.
No,
but
we
I know
do it.
Even if I gave you $100,
I would have gave it back.
I know. That's just the type of nigga you are. You rich. You really just be acting
I'm
like
not
you ain't
rich,
got no
bro.
Paper.
Don't tell these folks. Don't follow me
they
home.
Know you.
I'll bust at your ass. Do not follow me home. Think that shit again. I told you that shit is in my pocket. Play with it.
That nigga rich, man. He got all the money.
Yeah, man.
On some real shit, y'all continue to watch 85 South Show. Make sure you support DC New Show. He going to be the host of TRL.
Lit.
Make sure you support.
Pay your cable bill.
My motherfucking partner, TFP.
Yeah.
Make sure you support Damani.
Lit. Got my boy Five Mics in the building. What's up, Five? We in here, bitch.
We in here.
We appreciate everybody for coming. What a beat drop. Hey. This like the benediction. Y'all can hang at church, but I'm going to need
the
y'all to stand in the parking lot.
85 South Show.
Look, he going right at the girl. He ain't playing.
Y'all going to fuck around and make me go back to the chain game.
Appreciate y'all coming out, man. Keep supporting Uptown Comedy Club. Keep supporting Uptown Comedy Club, man. I'm Darrell Dan, man. Let's get it, man. We got a whole line of motherfuckers out there, so we'll try to hang
85.
80.
85.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.